Welcome to the Coder Catch Up podcast. My name is Jamie Jones, and this episode we'll be talking about the newly released Rails 5. Yep, so Rails 5 has officially been released. No more release candidates or race car editions. It's finally out there and it's ready to go. So what I thought I'd run through is some kind of must-knows about Rails 5, as well as just a few other little things that might be worthy of knowing, but aren't a big banner items there to know about. So we'll get into the main ones here, and the biggest thing here that you really need to make sure that you're aware of is it's Ruby 2.2.2 and up required. So if you've got any older versions of Ruby, you definitely need to make sure that you're using a newer Ruby version before going into the Rails 5 arena. The next thing is Sprockets 3. So Sprockets has always been a very important part of Rails. New version 3 is out, which is nice. But the one that really takes the cake and what everyone's kind of talking about is Action Cable. So what Action Cable is, for anyone who doesn't know, it's essentially like a mini framework within Rails that allows handling WebSockets. So it's a completely integrated solution, so it manages all those connections. It's got a channels layer for all the server-side processing and a JavaScript layer for the client-side interaction. So previously, when you wanted to use WebSockets, yeah, had to go out onto the JavaScript side explicitly and only work it through there. But with Action Cable, it allows you to do it mostly through Ruby and have that managed in a very Railsy way. So it's very kind of similar. It still is a bit different. So you might take you a little bit to get your head around that, but it's certainly a fairly easy way to implement WebSockets. The next headliner, which I'm more excited about, is API mode. So if you create a new Rails application using TacTac API or Dash Dash API, however you want to say that, you'll get a slimmed down skeleton version that allows you to work with JSON and no HTML, none of that rendering, anything like that. And it just basically what it's doing is when you call a model, it's doing two JSON on that. But you can, of course, change that to use active model serializers or JSON API resources. So essentially what happened was a lot of people were using the Rails API gem, that's Rails-API, and what they've done is they've just brought that into Rails itself. So now when you want to start a new API project, you don't have to go and get a separate gem for that. You can just use Rails as is. Which brings me on to the next point is there's no more rate command. It's all Rails, and this is something that really trips up a lot of beginners and also trips up a lot of other seasoned developers too, because sometimes you'll go to type, say, Rails DB migrate instead of rake DB migrate. Now you can actually just type Rails DB migrate and everything will work fine. So it's really nice to see that there. It's a small change, but it's a pretty big one. It just kind of unifies the command there. And the next one, which is the last of the ones that I'm really excited about, is OR. So finally, you can do ORs in active record queries. So previously, you couldn't do OR. You'd have to do essentially an AND, which is painful because it meant you had to drop out and do some funky things to be able to do ORs. So now you can actually do it. So you can do, for example, post.where ID equals 1 dot OR post.where ID equals 2. And that's going to give you exactly what you think. So you're either going to get a post with ID 1 or 2. So really, really nice to have that in there. I really wish they monkey patched that in released that earlier. I think that was a worthy addition, but they've waited and it's good to see. And I know that when we upgrade to Rails 5 and a couple projects, we have to slot that in. So I'm very excited and it's going to reduce a lot of code there. So it's nice to see that one there. The next one is the new attributes API. By Sean Griffin, so he implemented this, I believe other people did too, so I don't want to take that away. These are just some of the things that came out of the notes, so I've got them here, so I'm trying not to miss anything. So it's kind of like typecasting for your attributes, but it's a little bit of a twist. So an excerpt here is, it will override the type of existing attributes if needed. This allows control over how values are converted to and from SQL when assigned to a model. It also changes the behavior of values passed to active record base .where, which lets use our domain objects across much of active record without having to rely on implementation details or monkey patching. So it's really nice to have that in there. I think this is something a lot of people have wanted. And I think the adoption is going to be a little bit slow at first, but I think more and more people are going to start using this new attributes API because there's a lot of cases where you could use them and it's going to be more beneficial to use them as well. And lastly, for my features on must-knows, Rails 5 also ships with Turbolinks 5. So this one is the one with native iOS and Android wrapper implementations. There's an awesome talk from Sam Stevenson's RailsConf presentation about that. It's pretty awesome. I've always been kind of on the fence and a little bit negative about Turbolinks, but Turbolinks 5 certainly is definitely changes things, so I'm really going to make sure I revisit this and have a real good look into it, because it does look pretty impressive if you watch that YouTube video there from RailsConf. Now, getting on to some of the other stuff, SQL statements are now colored, so there's no requirements on another gem. This, to me, I find it really handy because there's nothing worse when you're looking through those the log there and just seeing just plain single color statements. So I'd add a gem in there every now and then just to make it a bit easier to pass the text in the feed. So that's really nice that it's in there. There's no more accidentally halting active record callbacks because of the last statement is false. Now you just throw an abort explicitly. Use a throw and then abort is a key. So you can do that explicitly, so that's nice to have in there. Active record, the in batches, now makes it easy to deal with record work in batches. Basically, it's going to reduce those memory loads, so you can pass some more options and stuff in there as well. Really nice to see that one there. And of course, there's been a bit of like housekeeping and tidying up. So application record has been born as a default parent class of all models that are created by any of the generators. And this kind of keeps things in line of what we've seen slowly edging in, like with the mailers and stuff like that. So it's good to see that they're kind of making sure this is all consistent there. Another big one is XML serialization is gone. I haven't actually looked, but there's probably a gem there, so you can go back and grab that if you do need the XML serialization, but generally that's gone out of Rails core. And the last thing, there's no more rake doc tasks. So if you did use rake docs, that's gone. Again, I'm not too sure if there's a gem that allows you to have that functionality or add that functionality back in, but yeah, that one's gone as well. So that's kind of it for the high-level Rails 5 overview. There's some nice changes in there. I feel it's a big release, but at the same time, it's been a little bit like, yeah, these are a couple of awesome things, but it's not like, whoa, amazing. But certainly there's a lot of really nice things in there. A lot of stuff's really been talked about before, like the mainstay for local development would be where in development mode, it doesn't reload everything all the time, only reloads stuff that's changed, so now that's going to be a bit faster in development. All that stuff's been pretty widely announced. But yeah, it's an interesting release, and I'm going to see how it goes. I'm still pretty excited about it. There's certainly some great benefits there going forward, so time will tell how nice or how good of a release this really is, probably over the next few months for me. Then I'll be seeing how it goes with new projects and existing projects as we upgrade them. But that's essentially it. I'd love to know your thoughts. How have you been going? Have you been using Rails in production since the RC candidates? How have you found it in general? Have you played around with Action Cable? It looks pretty awesome. I haven't played around with it yet. I've only watched some of the tutorials and videos on it. It looks pretty impressive. But I'd love to know your thoughts about it. You know, are you pretty excited about this release? What's your thoughts there? You can send through a tweet to @CodaCatchUp on Twitter. You can send an email through to CodaCatchUp@gmail.com, or you can just leave a comment on CodaCatchUp.com for this episode. And again, if you have any other questions, please don't hesitate to send them through to any of the media outlets I just described before. But other than that, if you got a spare few moments, I'd appreciate if you can leave a rating and review in iTunes. But other than that, we'll catch the next episode.